The following is a production of OurHeroComic.com. Not your, not my, but OurHeroComic.com. For some of your entertainment needs. Not all. We're not fucking crazy. You can go other places, okay? You can do something else. We're not megalomaniacs. Go do another thing after you listen to this or watch this. You know, it's like tennis or some shit.
How's it sounding now?
You sound beautiful, actually.
Yay.
How do I sound?
Fine.
Just fine?
Fine.
That's all you have to say?
That's all you get for free.
Want to know what I've been doing this last week? I've been doing Hugh Jackman explaining his process for playing different roles. Because he just plays ridiculous characters.
That's so true.
It's just him like on like a
show. My favorite one is the one that Woody Allen movie's in with ScarJo.
I'm not listening to you.
That's his craziest role.
I've just been doing like, so when I was supposed to play Wolverine, I said, Hugh, how are you? This Wolverine character, he's got claws in his arms. How are you gonna as an actor, how are you gonna figure that out? So what I said was, first I called up several doctors. Turns out you cannot get metal claws in your hands. So what I would do is I would keep in my back pocket several butter knives, and when I felt like I would go snick it, I gave it my own name, so it's different from I called it buttering up. I would take the butter knives and I would butter up. And that's how I did Wolverine. Carried around all the butter knives. That's what I, and I never snick it. Luckily, I didn't get angry enough to snick it to anyone. The 3-year-old, you know, she pushed me. Why do all celebrities' kids, why are they all 3?
Because then after that, they have to go into the wilderness for several years.
You're 3 now, boy. It's time to go walk about.
And then until they emerge a hot youth.
Every interview I've ever heard, someone's like, she's 3 now. And then you never hear about them again. They think they are sending them. It's been 40 years since the Night of the Wolf, says Hugh Jackman's son. Well, either way, I do it all around the house. Just different stuff he plays. Name a role, I'll tell you what Hugh Jackman's process was. Real steel, right? Real challenge. I said, Hugh, robots, they don't fight. First I tried. I went to elevators and antagonized them. Wouldn't work. Tried to get that awesome dick to fight me. Wouldn't happen. So I said, Hugh, how do you...
He's in The Prestige, right?
I said, Hugh, Nick, you play a wizard, right? How can you do wizard things? So I went and I dug up. Now, Nikola Tesla, he's a character in that movie. So I dug him up and I necromanced him. Essentially did a sort of a little skeleton dance with him with a marionette wizard. Now I'm a wizard. Magic. That's what that movie's about. That's literally the plot of the movie.
I like the other one that came out at the same time.
Welcome to Wait, Wait, Don't Fuck Me, a home for weary digital travelers. I'm Mike Valick.
I'm Dan Kane.
And we do this show every week from our blimp up in the sky in the internet. Sky internet, internet sky, not Skynet. We're not
getting into that again.
We're not. Nope. Let's roll. Let's drag in the theme song and let's play our flagship game, Wait, Wait, Don't Fuck Me. So...
Patrolling the internet for ne'er-do-wells and the pearls amongst swine from the Wait, Wait, Don't Fuck Me blimp. It's Wait, Wait, Don't Fuck Me with Mike Ballett and Dan Kane.
Dan, yeah. I've been talking a lot, but I mean, it was Hugh Jackman. But why don't you go ahead and start with us? Let's explain the rules of Wait, Wait, Don't Fuck Me for the people who are new to the show. Wait, Wait, Don't Fuck Me is a game where me, Dan, our guest, or anyone else that's here talks about something they really want to talk about, but don't talk about in the fears of sexually repelling other people that they're around.
And once you feel sexually repelled, you say buzz.
At the very moment you feel it, do not hold back. Play along
just
at home.
Just let it out. You
just
know?
Let it out.
Just buzz when you feel the need to buzz.
It's okay, honey. Buzz. It's fine. It's fine. I can tell you're a little nauseous. Just buzz. Don't be ashamed.
My grandmother used to buzz.
So wait, you are, so she's really old if you're doing like the Mid-Atlantic voice. She's ancient. She's like, she saw the Civil War. If you're doing Mid-Atlantic, your grandma is like a pre-war woman.
Extra, my grandma used to buzz.
Extra, my grandmother's old. Beepity, 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 coming in through the wire. We don't use the wire enough. Did they ever use... Okay, sorry, this is such a stupid sidetrack. I was going to ask if they ever used like the internet noise like live in a studio to be like, oh, it's coming in right now. We're connecting to the internet to get this information.
I'm sure on certain news networks, maybe.
I'm sure not, because I would definitely know about it. Dan, why don't you go first?
Okay, so there's a... It's kind of a community of people making aesthetic memes is what they're called. And it's kind of like...
Say that again?
Aesthetic memes. Okay, that's not what I want to talk about. I know that would annoy Mike because he's probably heard about that. And
I haven't heard about it. I don't... Okay. I don't... But go ahead.
Well, it comes with like... sort of like kind of dance tracky music sort of that people just can put together on their computer and stuff with that. But it is evolved to the point now where there's a whole subgenre of just using old Simpsons episodes to make it.
Listen, I want to say something about the way the world has gone today before you continue your thing.
Okay.
That's the whole point. The whole point of all of us all watching The Simpsons was so that we wouldn't need these, so that we knew, so that we would know all these things, that we could all be on the same page. I don't know why we're using The Simpsons and The Office to express ourselves. Just watch it. Just watch all of them.
Watch
Sorry.
All of it and then use it to express yourself.
No. Just go on.
With these, I mean, it's these like kind of trippy, weird mashups of bits of Simpsons episodes with hot dance tracks. And I just find myself watching a lot of them. I enjoy it. It's called Simpson Wave.
I can't tell whether I would buzz you. I mean, you talking about whatever memes kind of does piss me off. So I think that's... But I feel like I might be nice to you if the date's going well and you start talking about The Simpsons.
Well, I'd probably show one. They're not very long.
I honestly, this is the most chore.
It's cool. It's kind of like Adult Swim commercially, you know, like those interludes.
I really can't tell whether this would make me not sleep with you, because there's a chance that I would be like, oh, cool, let me look at it. But there's also a chance that, like, just whatever. I don't know. I really can't tell. That's a good one, Dan. I'm going to give you, I think, my second ever. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Keep going. I guess technically you've made it through. I didn't buzz you. I can't say.
Yeah, no, I mean, like at this point, we'd have to watch it. So.
Yeah, we would have, and that's come up before. Great job, Dan.
Haha.
All right. So my turn.
Go for it.
I think it's fucking time we all stop pretending that collared shirts are formal wear. Collared shirts are t-shirts. They don't it. Okay, if I was like, hey, you don't look fancy enough, and you put on a collar shirt, you know what I mean? Like those, like a golf tee or a polo, I would be furious.
Oh, I mean, the polo has been, it's been dragged through the dirt, let's be honest.
I don't care that it's been dragged through the dirt. I don't think there was ever a time. I don't think there was ever a time, is what I'm saying.
Because it's called a polo, so you used to have to play polo, right?
Okay, so if it's for... Playing polo, it's for playing polo. If it's for playing polo, that's like saying, oh, let me put on my formal hockey sweater. It's ridiculous. It was never a formal shirt, and it's not a form. And I hate people going out thinking they're dressing up when they're wearing weird t-shirts.
Okay, I guess I hear what you're saying. You're saying that it is...
Because I'm shouting it!
It comes from a kind of a history of athletic wear, no matter how, you know, fancy it might have been.
That might not even be the case. I'm only responding to that because you said it, but they don't. You don't look fancy in them. No one looks fancy in them. No one looks good in them. They don't. They're not.
No, you look like certain polos. You look like you might be really wealthy.
I don't think so. I think you look like you're wearing the slightest bit above formal, like a t-shirt. It's slightly.
There's certain t-shirts you can wear, and people will think you're really wealthy because they're really nice t-shirts.
Dan, I've realized why I've been struggling this whole show in terms of explaining my point of view to you. And it's all been expressed in the last sentence you said. I want to write it down, so could you repeat what you just said just so I have that? I'm going to make a plaque once we hit 100 episodes. Go ahead. Hey, wait. Dan, go ahead.
Some people that know things about clothes know that your clothes cost money.
Sir, can you please repeat what you said for the record?
Some t-shirts make you look wealthy because they cost a lot of money.
That's it. Thank you. Some t-shirts make you look wealthy. Now I get why it's been really hard to explain fucking anything to you. Ooh, look at that fancy guy in the t-shirt.
If it's like a really expensive t-shirt.
Oh my gosh, did you see that t-shirt?
There's t-shirts that are hundreds of dollars. And you buy them at Barney's and people wear them.
I'm gonna die. Oh, let's end the game. You are a fucking asshole. Oh my god, look at you. What? Oh, this is it too soon to do Joan? No, I like Joan. I gotta do it right then, right? If I'm gonna do her, I gotta do her.
You gotta, yeah.
Oh my god, what are you wearing? What are you saying? Oh, it's an Echo Limited t-shirt. Oh my god, is that a rhino on the front? It's so fancy.
If the fanciest brand of t-shirt you can think of is Echo, then I think I understand why you're having this problem with polos and t-shirts.
Okay, first of all, we're not having a clothing conversation because Echo makes sneakers for tuxedos. So they are definitely in your realm.
Yeah, because they're a sneaker company.
Dan, any company you're talking about making fancy clothes is a t-shirt company. I just want to make that clear. Anyone that makes a t-shirt is a t-shirt company. So the sneaker company gets to get a whack at it, and my joke is fine.
Okay, it's a joke? I thought it was a thing you wanted to talk about.
No, I'm saying my t-shirt joke right now that Joan Rivers
just
said.
Oh, okay, that one?
I don't
think so, man.
Oh, my God! I mean, apparently, it's Johnny Depp, and he has no fear because his shirt says no fear on it. Oh, my God, Mr. Depp. Such a fancy shirt.
Yeah, a fancy t-shirt probably wouldn't have a logo on it also.
So what? What? Is it chainmail armor, asshole? What is it?
No, it just wouldn't have a logo on it.
Oh my god, look, it's Bilbo Baggins. He's wearing Mithra. Oh, Bilbo, did the elves make your t-shirt? Is it Mithra?
Mithra. There's more to this hobbit than meets the eye.
Oh my god, look over there. It's Gandalf the Grey wearing a disgusting little cum-covered robe. Oh, it's a gross little man.
Fly, you fools.
I'm so done. Want to play a game with me?
Sure.
Bobby Flay has this show. He has these commercials about him being like a barbecue addict. I think it's for like Sears or some shit.
He's definitely an addict of something.
Okay, here's what I'm saying. Do you want to pretend that we're not making fun of addiction? We're making fun of this asshole who decided that people – I hate people that use addiction in the wrong way.
It's very insensitive.
Yeah. I'm fine with people using orgasm however they want. Like, oh my God, these shoes are orgasmic. Whatever. I don't care. But just like – it's like saying like, oh my God, I'm epileptic for pasta. It's like, what? Shut up. You don't have a barbecue addiction. You know? Oh my god, I have asthma for carpet samples. Well, you might. That's a real one. I think
that I mean you can the stuff in carpet, you know, that can give people asthma. So.
But you know what I mean.
I hear you.
Oh my god, I love IKEA. I have arthritis for IKEA.
Stop it. Stop.
IKEA will give you arthritis, I think.
You know what? That's true. It's, I hear it's like a death maze.
You hear you've never been to an IKEA?
I've only ever ordered it online.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How do you know how? I mean, I guess they give you the dimensions.
But... They give you the exact dimensions. It's pretty sweet.
All right.
Do you wait? Hold on. Fun fact. Fact of the podcast. Do you know why IKEA furniture is so cheap?
Why?
And why people screw it up? It is meant to be hung from a wall. People
all
skip
their furniture.
People skip it in the instructions. In every single IKEA thing, there is a method to affix it to a wall, and it's about using like the natural support of the wall as the last support of the furniture. That's why they always wobble, because they're not supposed to, there's supposed to be another thing that fixes it to the wall.
I think the desk I have is not supposed to be affixed to the wall.
Look it up. I'm telling you, everyone skips it.
Because there's no other holes that go to a wall area.
Oh, you know that from the instructionless magazines that they give you? All right, whatever. Sorry, this is the second time I brought up IKEA on the show and regretted it. Okay, so do you want to pretend that I'm Bobby Flay and I have a barbecue addiction?
And who am I?
You would be my barbecue counselor, and all the other chefs can come in and talk about how my barbecue addiction has hurt their lives. Is this offensive to addicts before we do this? Like, I think the joke already was offensive, but I really do like doing Bobby
it's
Flay.
It's going to be painful for me. I'm pretty hungry.
Okay, so if it is already offensive to addicts, you saying, oh, man, this conversation about addiction is going to be painful because I'm super – I got my munch on.
Yeah.
boy, am I peckish. So I feel like we've crossed the threshold. Might as well go in, right?
Sure, let's do it.
Because our listeners know that I'm making this fucking joke because this guy's an idiot, and people that use words like this are an idiot.
Well, I mean, you said it three times, so I hope they get it by this point.
Well, Dan, there's one thing. I took public speaking from I took a class from a warden at a prison, and he said
I took it from an old merchant.
Yeah, both of them have the same policy, and that is, if it's worth saying, it's worth shouting too many times, for like in one place, and to people that don't care.
That's why you should say everything in a cave.
Yeah, that's what. Well, maybe that's where the next podcast is. Just me and Dan making each other giggle in a cave. All right, so I'll be Bobby Flay. And you can be my counselor for my addiction. Do you want to walk me into an intervention? Now I think it's offensive. Okay, let's do it. So you're walking me into an intervention, and I don't know it. And
okay.
I'm Bobby Flay.
Okay, Bobby, we're gonna just
wait. Hold on,
here.
before we start, because we've gotten really deep into the rabbit hole. I want to establish what is happening.
Go for it.
I am Bobby Flay with a barbecue addiction. Dan is my counselor because a barbecue addiction is a real thing. And he's about to take me into an famous chef, Bobby Flay. And he's about to take me into an intervention for my barbecue addiction where other famous TV chefs are.
Are you clear on the premise, listener? Do we need to say it again?
Because it's dumb. Go. Okay. Well, how's it going, Tommy?
It's going great, Bobby. Why don't we just go into this old gymnasium.
Oh, that's fine while I remember whether or not I have a Boston accent.
Exactly. You keep trying to figure that out.
I'm pretty sure I do.
Maybe. I thought you were from New York. I'm not sure.
Who knows? This is a little bit hackneyed anyway. It's sort of this and that.
All right. Here we are. And it's an intervention. You're being intervened.
Oh, my. What's going on? What's this about?
Bobby, you're barbecuing too much.
Oh, this fucking bullshit again. It's
affecting your life.
I do it socially. So what? I have friends over for a barbecue. What? That's everybody does that. They do it
last night at 4 a.m.
Sure, nobody showed up. That's not my problem. I sent an invite. You know, 4 a.m. That's when I barbecue.
In the middle of that child's birthday.
Kid wanted it with 4 a.m. birthday party. He's asking for is this a separate incident? Separate incident. Yeah, the kid seemed like he liked barbecue. I was at the party. I said, you know what would be great? Let's barbecue.
The party hadn't started yet. They set up the night before. Come on, Bobby. Don't play games with me.
Listen, everybody barbecues. I don't know what's – I don't see – I don't see – I every you guys – I don't see
everybody
you guys
– Everybody barbecues.
Yeah, I don't see you argue. I don't see you arguing with me. What about you? What about you over there, Emeril? Chef Emeril Lagasse, who is probably too old of a chef reference to make. But what do you think about this? You barbecue. You're a crazy barbecue guy who does something in Atlantic City that I don't really understand.
Bam.
You know what? Fuck you. You don't know me, Emeril. I don't even like you. We're different types of fat guys. And I'm not really fat. Your hair's a different grease than mine. Bobby, it's me. It's Gordon Ramsay. Please, I'm putting my hands together like I do when... Tommy, thank you so much for bringing him here. This is just... I'm putting my hands together doing my genuine Gordon Ramsay thing. Bobby, this barbecuing is killing you. It's... Your family, they love you. They don't want to see you barbecuing.
Gordon, why are you... English when you are a Scottish person?
That's a great question. It's a really great question. And I'm pretty sure I'm not Scottish.
No, yeah, Gordon Ramsay is Scottish.
I'm pretty sure. Maybe if I'm Scottish in origin,
100% Scottish.
Don't have a Scottish accent. I don't know about my Boston accent, so it's going fucking crazy. How am I supposed to listen to a guy who doesn't know where he's from, just like me, who don't know where he's from? Listen, why don't we all chill
Let's
out?
Let's get back to Bobby, everybody.
Okay, Tommy. I appreciate...
barbecuing issue. We'll get back to Gordon's identity crisis some other time.
Please help me. I'm very lost. Listen, shut up, Gordon. You and your fucking weird hair, all right? Let's all relax. I'll go get some corn. We'll just put the charcoal down. I think that's all. We can all chill out here and have a barbecue in this gymnasium. All right? Does that sound good? Come on, guys.
That'd be highly inappropriate.
Come on, guys. That's all we need to do. We'll get some corn. Yeah, they take forever to barbecue, and nobody really likes it when it comes out. But we're grilling. We got all day to grill. We'll make some ribs.
No, that... Don't you see? Here we're just trying to have a conversation about your addiction to barbecuing, and you want to just start barbecuing up in the middle of it.
Yurka Durka, I am the Swedish chef. Friend of my bitch, Bobby.
I forget why we asked him to come.
It's pretty crazy, but Bobby, first of all, you should be so glad that you have either a whole felt body or whole felt hands, unlike me. I have a disability in which my face is made of felt, but my hands are made of people.
Bobby, I hope that really points you in the right direction. Thank you so much, Swedish Chef. You didn't have to be here, and you can go now, actually.
All right, shit's getting real. I'm John Taffer, who sounds a lot like Bobby Flay, because I didn't know I was going to do John Taffer.
We brought John Taffer here, who promotes alcoholism across the United States.
Yeah, Bobby, John, like, they are really similar. Is Bobby Flay John Taffer in a grease suit? We got to break the bit and figure this out. Also, are all these really weird food TV references, like, enough for everyone and we can move on?
They're enough for me.
I had fun. Stop saying you're addicted to stuff.
Yeah.
All right. So this is a new part of the show. We're now going to go on to Spiderweb and Honeypot.
It's just a spiderweb.
This is the part of the show where we go out and sort of investigate different parts of the web. This week we've got some interesting ones. Let's start with the spider web. So, Dan, have you ever gotten a spam call?
Like on the phone?
No, through the fucking bat signal. Yes, on the phone.
Oh, through the phone and the bat signal, actually. So that applies.
The spam on the bat signal, like it shoots up and Bruce Wayne goes to the top of his roof and it's like hook up with hot MILFs in your area.
Yeah. Hot MILFs in your area. I'm in my area.
It's the fifth time this week.
Wait,
oh my
that's
God.
That's exactly where I am.
Dan, I'm seeing here that horniness is affecting women in my area? That's crazy. How can I help?
You can sign this petition.
Against horniness?
To end horniness in your area.
I bet we could get people to sign something like that. And those are the type of things you can expect in this segment of the show. So the spider web is something dangerous that can happen on the web. And I have gotten spam calls. I actually get a lot of spam calls. I think it's because I'm registered for a lot of apps and things like that. And I used to have a lot of rewards cards, but then rewards cards did become about selling the information. And the Best Buy rewards card's my least favorite one. I tried to explain this idea of selling information to someone working at Walgreens because he was really trying to get me to sign up for the card. And I was like, you know that they sell like your phone number. That's why they want you to sign up. Is that like there's a user agreement that says they can sell the information to people. And like the guy couldn't really understand it. Also, he was like, it was a hot day and he was like checking me out on raisins and tissues. So he probably wasn't trying to listen. But I got a spam call this week. It was a pretty good one. What type of spam calls have you gotten?
You know, just your generic, why won't you have sex with me, blah, blah, blahs, or...
Really? On the phone?
Sorry, I was thinking about email again.
Credit debt. Did you ever get a credit debt one?
Yeah, or like someone has accessed your account.
Right. Those are the big ones. So one that I get that is common but not as common is someone selling you tech support. It's a pretty good scam. They call you up and they're like, you know, we service people for tech support. But this was brilliant. And I know we said we wouldn't call people out on stuff, but I am actually going to call out this business this week. Okay. First of all, always ask what business is calling you. It's a big tool of scammers. I don't know if I'm like talking down to people, but it's something people don't do on the internet. Like, who are you and where are you from is a pretty great question. So if someone does answer, you can get a lot of information on. But they call me up, and I thought this was brilliant. They called saying, oh, we're not selling you anything. We are serving another client. And they got this virus, and you know you came up, like you came up as someone who was affected by this virus, in one of our clients. We're just giving you like a courtesy call. I thought that was actually a pretty brilliant twist on it.
Well, that's clever,
right?
That's
I'm not
like when sometimes I apply for like acting stuff, and one time I got like a spam call about that, being like, hey, we're like casting this part, we saw your thing on the internet.
Right up there.
And I'm like, okay, the internet, right? Checks out.
I've heard of it. I've used it.
Why don't you give us your money information? I'm like, why do you need my money information? It's like, just so like we can like sign you up and like represent you good and then like charge you without like, you know, it like being a hassle. I'm like, it's okay if it's a hassle. And then they got like really nervous. And I'm like, well, what's going on here? They're like, just like, you know, we just got to fill out this payment stuff and then we can start getting you.
When people get nervous and they don't just hang up, if someone tells you like, hey, we're doing this for your convenience and they don't just stop, like they're spending way too much time on the amount of time like you know it would take.
Yeah, it's a big red flag.
Always a scam. Well, anyway, these guys, I've actually, by the way, Dan, that I know that acting company, and I think it's something that we're going to do a piece on. I yelled at them once because I used their system. I used it to hire actors, and then they called me trying to get me to do that, and they didn't know that I was like a client already, and I was so upset that like I would have used a program that would do like a cold call like that, manipulating people, because they thought I was an actor, not a casting person.
Right.
Oh, I got so upset at them. I know the company you're talking about. But I thought that was pretty brilliant. Like, oh, we're just calling to be like, oh, this is a thing, and they messed up because Dan, why don't you tell people how you trolled me last week on our sound test?
I don't remember how I.
You kept saying scripts, and I actually know what scripts are, and so Dan just kept saying scripts so that I would get
I'm in the scripts. I'm in the code.
When he was trying to fix something, and he was saying it, he wasn't. He sounds like he's joking right now, but he wasn't joking. He was like, "Oh, I'm in the scripts. Like, I'm fine. I'm dealing with it, Mike." Like, oh, so they didn't give me enough credit because I was like, "Okay, tell me what you think is wrong, and I'll write it down and fix it." And they kept trying to know if I was by my computer. They definitely wanted to, like, remote access with me just to get access to my stuff. They messed up, though, and they mentioned a virus called Kubeface. Do you remember Kubeface?
No.
Kubeface was a big scandal because you could get a worm from Facebook, which wasn't really true. But it was just a worm, which is different than a virus, much more insidious than a virus. Someone gets – is actually in your computer. And I knew that was years old. And then I went out and sort of researched it, and I was like, they gave me the name of the company, and it was definitely a scam, and they have a trustworthy review on some websites where if there's no information, you start at trustworthy. But I called up, I can't actually say the name of the company I called up because they're in India, and India has very strict telephone privacy laws. Their calling center was ran through India. During one part of the day, during a couple of the calls I made. So I'm just going to tell you about the call. I pretty much asked them, like, hey, this company, like, they tried to scam me. What recourse do I have? And, you know, cybersecurity is something people talk about all the time. But do you want to guess, like, what he said I could do?
Nothing?
Yep.
Oh, man.
Yeah. That's it.
Wait, so you're allowed to try to scam people?
Pretty much, if you're only on the internet, there's almost nothing that they like. Essentially, if you're stupid enough to fall for an internet scam, there's almost no way to catch the people. He said I could, like, I asked, is there a federal agency? Is there an international agency? Is there anyone that can do something about it? He was like, you can review them on the Better Business Bureau. Terrifying, right?
That's not good.
But the guy also said that, and this is an alarmist thing too, getting someone's telephone number is incredibly easy. He said, especially a cell phone. And he also said, there's no need to worry if someone has your cell phone number. It's there's no other information linked to it, and you're fine either way. He said, even from their – they were a cybersecurity company, and he said, even from their company, they just tell you to ignore the person.
That's right. There's don't worry about giving anyone your cell phone number. What was that cell phone number again? So I just write it down here real quick. All right.
All right. Pretty fucking terrifying.
Don't fall for scams, peeps. Be aware out there.
That one was scary to me because I'm not saying I hate when people say that. Like, me of all people. Like, but I don't really – I've been presented with those type of things before, and I was like, this is a pretty good pitch.
Yeah.
At one point he goes, the guy trying to scam me goes, we service all of Macs and Windows. And I was like, what? He's like, we provide the security for all of Mac and Windows. And I was like, you're telling me that out of the two, like, monopoly firms, you are the only one they can use for their security and that you do all of that? And I've never heard of you. He's like, yeah.
Yep, that's us.
That's us. We're the fucking watchmen of all computer.
And we service all Macs and Windows. What? I'm sorry. We service all Wax and Windows.
Hey, is this a joke? Like Pimento, but like we're doing Mentos commercials instead. Does anyone remember those Mentos commercials, or am I just like? That's a waste of time, right?
Yeah, let's not go down that.
Nothing gets to you going on salads. I don't really know what pimento's for. Salads?
Right.
Right. I don't think anyone cared about that joke, right?
I don't think so. Maybe cool. One person. One person loves it.
Yeah, I know who it is, and he's right here on microphone in my microphone.
Yeah, it's you.
It's me. It's me.
It's just the spider.
Just as a novelty. Yeah.
Sure.
I might
send
start
us,
doing
it. Send us Warcraft Gold.
Send us Warcraft Gold. Hey, if you're someone who knows anything about any of the things we talk about on the show, get in touch with us. Either by saying something in the comments of iTunes and leaving us a review, or figuring out where we are on the internet. It's not that fucking hard. It won't be too hard for the hackers. Do you want to go into our last thing?
Let's do it.
We're going to play What Would You Say to Them?
What would you say? What would you say? What would you say to them?
And so this game is all about getting the last word out here. If we're talking to these hackers, if we're talking to someone nice on the internet, today we'll be talking to the hackers. I'll go first. Come on. Just come on. You know, all that energy. Just stop it. I don't get it. It's like rifling through my underwear in the hopes that like I have like expensive lingerie and then selling the lingerie. It seems so unnecessary. Just do something else. Dan?
Am I also talking to the hackers?
I guess you can talk to whoever you want, but you should tell us who you're talking to, you crazy.
Well, I mean, we've kind of changed this segment up a little bit.
All right. Yeah, I know. I mean, I like us getting our frustration out, not just at people from, you know, it used to be about us talking to our exes.
Yeah.
I think it's worth it getting out your frustrations on the world too. I don't get you, hackers. That's like what I want to say to those guys, to those scammers. I don't get you. I don't get it, and I don't get why you would want to act that way.
Yeah, I'm not just talking to the spammers.
Spammers.
Spammers. Spammers, like, it's not an honest living, you know? Are you able to go to sleep? I mean, or is it like a mosquito? You live so briefly that you don't have to worry about going to sleep because you live but for 5 minutes. That's what it seems like. It seems like you have no concern for how people will regard you or how you exist within this community of human beings the world over.
There's no white picket fence for the spammer. They don't dream about that.
There's no, well, I don't even know what the dream is.
Me neither. That's what I'm saying. I don't get it.
I mean, if it's just like to make a quick buck.
You and I both have friends that don't dream of that quote-unquote white picket fence. They don't dream of that stable lifestyle. But they don't dream about, like, yeah, what's the secondary goal? Like, I said,
I don't know. It always kind of feels like kind of like a side gig for someone who's doing something else anyway.
Do you think they're just that good with computers?
Well, I don't know. It's the spam, you know, like, I don't know. Like, who's... I also don't know who spam is working on, other than, like, old people.
I think it works on more people than you think. Let's find out. We can do an episode on it. I can get a spam expert in here. Well, we need a computer expert.
Yeah, we do. We need a tech guru.
Do you know what I hate more than... And I think you know that I don't like these things.
Saying guru after stuff?
Yeah, after I just said take the word addict seriously.
Technology is the great, like, connector between people, and a guru is one that understands the connection between people. So I think in that particular
guru would tell you how to make MS-DOS work on your computer so you can play Windows 98 games. I don't think that's really connecting us.
Playing similar games as other people connects you to the people that play those games.
Oh my god, so much bullshit. This has been Bobby Flay. I have a barbecue addiction.
I just really want barbecue now.
Oh wait, I have a new sign off. I'm doing it on everything. Because I think dogs are gross.
What?
Yeah, so you sign off and then I'm gonna sign off. Sign off with your real name. And I have, like, this is my new actual sign off.
This has been Dan Kane. Trepidatious about how Mike will sign off.
This is Mike Fallick. Remember to get your dog's anal glands expressed. Good night, everyone.
I'm upset by that.
The following was an OurHeroComic.com production.
Not your, not my, but our hero comic. Now go play some fucking tennis. Thank you.